My name is Kathy Harbin. I am a public affairs specialist, a press officer with the National Center for Environmental Health.
I was just curious about some recent changes that took place on an FAQ page regarding cell phones on the CDC website. There were some changes in early June urging some precaution in exposure to the radiation from cell phones. Then, I guess, a few days ago, that was changed. And I'm just curious if you could kind of tell me the story about the reasons for the initial changes and then reasons for the reversal.
Basically, what happened was CDC and ATSDR, ATSDR is the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, our Office of Communication has been taking steps to ensure that the health information we have on our website is easily understood by members of the public. So we've been doing some plain language work. So we made some changes to an original fact sheet, turned them into the FAQs on the website. And then about a month after the new language went up, there was no change in position on the part of CDC or ATSDR on the use of cell phones and health effects. So the changes that were introduced were simply an effort to ensure that people understood what was up there. There was a feeling that the previous language was a little jargony.
Well, now, when you say previous language, are you referring to prior to the June 9th change or after the June 9th change?
Yeah, prior to the June 9th change.
Okay, so prior to June 9, it was felt the language was confusing. The language was then changed June 9, but it has since been changed again.
Right, and the reason is shortly after the June 9th information was posted, about a month after, we started getting questions about whether CDC had changed its position, and in fact, we had not. So we looked back at the process that was followed and realized that in their enthusiasm, in their efforts to ensure the language was more understandable, people updated the information in a way that made it sound as though CDC's position had changed. So we sent the revised information back through both our communications and our scientific experts, and they came up with the new language.
Could you tell me what the CDC's position is regarding cell phone use?
Exactly what is on our website right now, that we don't have the science to link health problems to cell phone use.
So the CDC no longer recommends caution in cell phone use?
CDC did not recommend caution in cell phone use.
Well, that's actually not what it says on the FAQ page prior to August 20, but after June 9.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Between June 9th and August 20th, the CDC on the FAQ page did recommend caution in cell phone use.
Yes, and that was a result. We did not intend to do that. We are sorry for any confusion that resulted from our efforts to ensure we were using plain language, but unfortunately, the information that was on the website between June 9th and August 20th was not accurate.
So the CDC does not recommend caution?
We do not.
Do you know any more about who it was who raised questions about the language change on June 9?
We got questions from a variety of people. They came in through our press office. We got some calls. Some of our scientists got calls. it wasn't until we heard from people who are following this issue that we knew something had changed.
It wasn't until you heard feedback about it that you knew something had changed.
We knew that there was there were efforts going on in a variety of areas to update language on our website to make sure that members of the general public could understand it. We did not realize that people were misinterpreting that information until we started getting the calls.
Misinterpreting how? Right now, what it says is some organizations recommend caution in cell phone use, and it previously had said we recommend caution in cell phone use.
Yes, and that is exactly what we are saying. Some organizations do. The language around June 9th and after until recently said that we recommended caution. We do not.
You're saying that there was confusion. There was a sense that the general
clearly, some people thought there was a very real change in CDC's position.
Do you have any more detail about who these some people include?
There were calls from the media, and there were some additional calls to our scientists.